This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Wednesday, October 15, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. A spokesperson said on Tuesday that state-owned power utility Eskom hoped to implement its energy conservation scheme during the first quarter of 2009. The rules surrounding the scheme would be promulgated over the next few months. The plan would set out how much power users can consume over a 12-month period. It would prescribe fines for excessive consumption. Eskom's Corey Fasachi said that although there were still some regulatory issues surrounding the scheme, it was hoped that implementation would start in early 2009. The first phase of the energy conservation plan would require major energy users, those who required about 25 gigawatt hours or higher a year, to cut back about 10% of their annual use. Fasachi said that about 500 end users nationwide would be influenced by the first phase. These would include large industry players, shopping malls, and commercial plants. Market research company Cinnovate reported on Tuesday that the vehicle manufacturing industry has again made exceptional progress in terms of improving its product quality. Cinnovate Automotive Client Services Director Richard Rice said that the average problem count on passenger vehicles in South Africa had declined from 182 problems for each 100 vehicles in 2001 to 117 last year and to 103 in 2008. The research formed part of Cinnovate's competitive customer satisfaction research. This is the largest survey of its kind in the South African market. Part of this survey included a product quality measurement. The survey is used to measure the number of problems new car owners experienced with their vehicles in the first few months of ownership.
If you've got a problem with your car, 5% of your customers are unlikely to buy your product again.
Also making headlines, Nissan turns to microdot technology in its battle against copper thieves. Oil falls towards $78 on recession and demand concerns. International bank bailouts are seen to be benefiting the India-Brazil-South Africa economies. And Mandisa Mpahlwa sees a compelling case for stronger South-South trade links. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.